You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Tonight on Blitz, we're toasting the death of a dynasty. Plus, we'll look at the death of good coaching, refereeing, and reason in the NFL. All that and more. So sit back and crack a cold one. The Pats are dead, and it's time to get Blitz. Welcome to Blitzed, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. Tonight, we and several of our good friends, including our Blitzed barkeep, will be mourning the tragic loss of the New England Patriots dynasty. With the recent wild card implosion to human cannonball Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans, the imminent departure of OC Josh McDaniels to the wildly dysfunctional Cleveland Browns, and of course, the defection of their golden boy, deflator-in-chief Tom Brady, to the LA Chargers, or whoever else can't draw home fans. Looking at you, Jacksonville.
Ooh.
All signs are pointing to the end of an era in New England.
We were supposed to be solemn.
I know, I can't
You're
help myself.
You're smiling way too much. Solemn.
In fact.
Solemn.
Thank you. Yes. We'll be mourning other NFL topics tonight as well, including the death of reason by NFL front offices, the death of competent refereeing, again, and last, but certainly not least, the death of good coaching, especially in the playoffs.
The rise of panic coaching.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce our hosts.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
As mentioned in our rundown, tonight we're honoring one of the great, if not most amoral franchises in NFL history.
A what now?
Yeah. Just stick with me.
Okay.
Over the last 20 years, there wasn't a rule they wouldn't try to bend. Not one coach's press conference worth attending. And no fan base more arrogant or spoiled rotten than the New England Patriots. So tonight, we're remembering the Patriots for all that they brought to the NFL.
Right.
Including myself, coach, and some good friends we've made along the years.
Good friends.
Poor rookie couldn't make it tonight. So distraught he was about the death of this dynasty.
He is beside himself.
It's really...
Whatever that means.
It's very upsetting.
What does that mean, beside yourself?
I don't know.
Never thought
about
that?
It's in the notes.
Oh, sorry, we're going. Yeah.
Plus, we're drinking the traditional drink of fallen dynasties we can't stand.
Blood?
Champagne!
You did it!
So let's pour ourselves some champagne.
Let's go! Let's go!
Wait, is there an F in there somewhere?
Yeah, probably. Cheers, coach.
Cheers, stats.
Wow.
This is a special day.
Shall we interlock?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I've waited so long.
For this or the interlocking?
Bit of both. Bit of both. This dynasty will be missed, but don't take it from me. Let's hear some from some folks who are good enough to tweet out their farewells.
No shortage.
Clippy, let's take Nick Wright, for example, who wrote, "The Patriots' run of the last 20 years was the most impressive, improbable, and difficult one in history. It will never be duplicated. It was also accompanied with multiple credible cheating scandals and an insufferable fan base. On behalf of the entire country outside of New England,
whew,
good riddance."
That's well said.
That's right.
That's well said.
He took some time with that one.
Well, yeah. Cheers to each one of these, shall we?
Cheers, Nick.
To Nick.
To Nick. Well done. Next up, let's hear from Sal Majorana.
Ah, good old Sal.
Who thoughtfully wrote, "The Patriots lose. Thank the Lord above. Bills fans, take a small comfort in that tonight. At least the nightmare is over."
You know what I like about that one? Mm. Just short and sweet, to the point.
It really just takes a lot of effort
boom.
To write something short and impactful like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That was well done.
Congratulations, Sal.
Sal.
Or, lastly, this incredibly emotional tweet from Bitter Old Punk.
Wow.
"Tom Brady could rescue a school bus full of orphans from a burning house, and I would still relentlessly ridicule him because he's fundamentally unlikable douche canoe.
Whoa.
And the Patriots are cheating cheaters who cheat. Fuck Tom Brady."
You know what I like about that? He's mixing the metaphor. He's got a school bus of orphans inside a burning building.
See?
That's next level.
Oh, totally. And by the way, you don't often hear the word douche canoe at a
no,
funeral.
No, and I overlooked that and I apologize.
But I think
that was well done.
It adds a little je ne sais quoi. Don't you think?
Like the champagne.
Yeah. Oh. Mm. Should we stick our pinkies out for this one?
Definitely.
Mmm. So good.
Delightful.
Clippy, some of our good friends wanted to say goodbye to the Patriots as well. And I can't think of anyone better to start than our very own barkeep.
Yes. Yes.
Who's a lifelong Bills fan. Let's call our very own barkeep, shall we?
This is good tonic for Bills fans.
Oh, it's going to be great. Shall we refill?
Please.
Oh, yes.
Please.
And there he is.
Whoa.
Okay.
This is professional. Yes.
Barkeep.
Oh, man.
You had some solemn words to say about the death of this dynasty?
I mean, I guess you can call it a dynasty.
I like how he starts this.
I like that.
Yep. I like that.
Yeah. Carry on.
Oh, man. So, first of all, you guys filled up on your champagne glasses?
Oh, we have. Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. I appreciate you guys having me on tonight. Before I begin, I just wanted to make notice, gentlemen, who chose the flowers behind there?
That was Clippy.
Clippy, excellent choice on the flowers. The Orchids of Asia were a lovely selection.
Damn it.
Robert Kraft would be happy with this ending.
Oh! I'm drinking to that one. I'm drinking to that one. That's well played.
Good
that
job.
Was well played.
Well done.
That was off script.
Mm. That's called wit.
Mm. I'm not familiar. Yeah. I'll just cuddle in here.
There you go.
There you go. Cuddle up there. Anyways, so I'm going to give a short eulogy here, gentlemen, and I hope that I'm not a little rough here. Actually, you know what? Screw that. I hope I'm incredibly rough.
I love it. Carry on.
So thanks for having me, and you know, on behalf of the Blitz crew, especially Clippy, who makes a rare appearance here in attendance with us today. Clippy, did you sign the guest book on the way in?
Oh!
Oh, wait, you did? You did? Okay, good. Okay.
Shots fired! I love it.
I'd like to thank you all for your show of support in this time of sorrow. Not sorrow, I mean joy.
Yep.
I speak for the guys when I say the pain that we felt over the years has exponentially been lifted thanks to the efforts of the Tennessee Titans. Mike Vrabel, and especially you, you big stud, Derrick Henry, you. The look on that bastard Billy Cheat's face when that, in his own time-consuming loophole, backfired on him was a memory that I will cherish forever.
Praise be.
Praise be.
You've erased the memories of deflated footballs.
Oh!
Inappropriate open-mouth kisses at inappropriate times at way too public moments.
Oh,
paid off referees, magically disappearing phones, spy gates. Yes, I said spy gates, plural, both of them.
Say it ain't so.
And the nausea of having to watch that team appear in yet another Super Bowl.
Thank Christ.
Additionally, you preserve the legacy of my Buffalo Bills record as being the only team ever to reach four straight Super Bowls. You know what? Let's sick and tired of guys saying that we lost all four of them. That is not the point.
What's your mom doing downstairs?
Listen, my mom is a wonderful lady. I don't want to hear it, okay?
Probably just bringing you dinner.
She does my laundry too, okay?
Yeah. What a nice gal.
Anyways, in closing, I wrote a poem. And gentlemen, I'd like you to raise your glasses as I read it aloud for this occasion.
Please.
Never ask.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Roses are red. Violets will make do in a pinch. Kraft sent his film crew by accident to some other city. So Derrick Henry made New England his bitch.
Oh. Way to work it.
A poem by Barkeep, an original. Thank you very much.
You can find that poem and more on our website, blitzfootball.com. You can follow our Barkeep on Twitter at BlitzBarkeep. He's a hell of a guy and a lifelong Bills fan and my favorite bartender.
Oh, by far. By far.
Yeah. Barkeep.
Look at that.
You're a
ball.
Good man. Thank you for holding it together.
Yeah.
To deliver your eulogy tonight.
It was really hard to do, unlike Tom Brady's balls.
And with that, let's send the barkeep on his way.
Great seeing you, buddy. Barkeep. Great seeing you.
Take care, guys. Have a good night.
You know, it was an emotional delivery.
You could see it on his face, too.
Yeah.
Like even just the shoulders, how they're hunched. It's kind of like watching the gaze and how his shoulders move in different press conferences.
Yeah.
He had that kind of same thing where they're really hunched in. He could feel. You could feel through the screen how much he felt.
Wow.
Awful. Just awful for that franchise. Yeah. As a competing fan, you got to respect how much he felt for their demise.
And if I was going to come up with one word, it would be respect that
right?
I got from that.
You know what? The respect oozed out of everything he said.
Yeah.
You know, he gave them a lot of credit for the things they'd done, especially a lot of their malfeasance, if you will.
Ooh.
You know, a lot of credit for that. He really, really felt good. You could feel him sort of lift up talking about those things, the respect for those cheating moments that they had. So I was very impressed with how he delivered that.
I'm just happy he kept his pants on.
Well, yeah.
Let's talk about another bartender that I'm also a big fan of.
Oh.
His name's Aldo, and he runs the Bears Bar Room.
That's right.
Clip,
that's
can we get him in? He wanted to say a few words about the about this sad time.
What's going on, fellas?
Aldo, the bartender from the Bears Bar Room.
I like this.
Are we on the air right now?
We're on the air.
Whoa, how nice is that?
Don't drop your towel.
That's right.
Yeah, we don't want to see any of that stuff. How are you guys doing?
We're
fantastic.
You know, we're doing far better than we should.
Yeah. Well, the Patriots are dead and buried, so we're all celebrating. Cheers.
Cheers indeed
to that. Look at that. We're all drinking.
We're only drinking the most solemn of drinks in a funeral. We're drinking champagne, of course.
Very nice choice. I am. I opened up a bottle of Scottish whiskey that was given to me by my friend Sandy from across the pond. He's a Bears barroom barfly, and he brought this from Scotland when he was visiting. So I decided to open up for this special occasion.
As you do.
Oftentimes we save the best for the most solemn occasions.
Indeed.
So,
indeed.
Well done.
That's right.
Now, Aldo, we believe you had some words that you wanted to say about the Patriots, the demise of the dynasty. I mean, the floor is yours, my friend. You regale us.
Ah, okay. Well, here's my eulogy to the New England Patriots. Unable to steal Mike Vrabel's playbook or sideline signs, Bill Belichick and his Patriots are now out of the playoffs and most likely will never return to the Super Bowl. That is, unless the NFL allows them to pull off another felony.
My
condolences to Robert Kraft. Mr. Kraft is so distraught. And who can blame him? For the second time this season, his happy ending was disrupted.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay, here, cheers to that.
Guy's a pro.
Cheers to that.
That guy's a pro.
That was pretty good.
My heart goes out to the Patriots fans who, unlike Mr. Kraft, are unaccustomed to being jerked off.
Oh!
And I must admit, though, it was fun seeing Tom Brady walk off the football field deflated. And speaking of Brady and Kraft, do you ever wonder why Kraft had to pay to get a blowjob when Tom Brady has been blowing him for the last 20 years? I wouldn't have said that.
Damn!
And it, you know what? It's also fitting that a surveillance video of Robert Kraft getting a hand job surfaced because the Patriots have been using video to get a hand up for the last 20 years.
Wow. That's exactly right. This is all making sense.
You know, they say that money can't buy happiness, but boy, oh boy, Robert Kraft, you could have done a lot better than those Asian hookers. Jeez. Now,
we need a drum here.
Nonetheless, I am here to pay my respects to the New England Patriots. It was a wonderful team, a coaching era like Bill Belichick's will never see again. That is, unless NFL security starts to really get better and better and better and lets them get away with stuff. Wow. Tom Brady should have a special place in Canton right next to a bunch of trophies of deflated footballs, and Patriots fans can just go fuck themselves now.
Oh, couldn't have said that better any myself.
Kinder words never been said. No.
You know, just imagine how much better Halas's winning percentage would be if he just had access to video.
Ah, yes. access to video and a good lawyer. You would have got them all.
They had lawyers back then, but they took all their notes on papyrus. That was the problem some time ago. Aldo, thanks so much for joining us. You can follow Aldo on Twitter at Bears Barroom, or you can find all the great podcasts on the Bears Barroom Network by searching for Bears Barroom on iTunes or Google Play. Aldo, my friend, what a thrill.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Awesome, buddy. Awesome. Damn. I'm a bit shooken.
I'm getting a little bit heated.
Yeah.
From the emotion.
The emotion. Yeah.
It's the emotion. Yeah. It's
just
really catching up
again,
with me.
Again, it's the feeling that comes from this,
right?
This is real.
It is.
You know, this isn't just sort of something they're making up. These are people that have true thoughts they want to express at such a difficult time, and the bravery that they have to come online and expose their feelings like this to the masses is commendable. You know, and think of the comfort these words will give others, right? It's incredible what they're doing.
Couldn't agree more.
And I'm very, very proud of their courage.
Now, earlier we mentioned Nick Wright had put up a tweet, and he said that he was speaking on behalf of fans across the country.
Okay. Okay.
Except for fans in New England. Good riddance.
Well, that's fair enough. Fair enough.
That's true. Yeah, but this is where he's wrong. Because the hate for the New England Patriots is truly international.
Indeed. And indeed. Well said.
I don't think that is expressed better than hearing from our next guest, who's sent in a video tribute, Sean from the Irish Titans. Clippy?
Back
from the bathroom.
Sean.
Okay.
How's it going, lads? Sean here from the Irish Titans. Thanks for inviting us on. Unfortunately, it's a bit late here in Ireland, so we're not going to be able to join the show live. As you can see, I'm not wearing black because we are not in mourning over in the Titans community. A great victory for us the weekend over the Patriots. And what a fantastic day to see the Patriots fall. I was hoping Tom Brady would retire on a pick six. But hopefully we see him fall next year. Thanks, guys, and tighten up.
Tighten up.
Tighten up.
What an awesome thing. Coming on with his team having this incredible victory that I don't think it certainly wasn't unexpected, but it was dramatic and it was phenomenal. And for a guy across the pond to say that's awesome. That is so cool.
Through the first 8 games of the season, the Patriots were the number one team against the rush on defense. And Henry bludgeoned them for 182 yards.
Not to go too far on this, but I was stunned. Yeah. I was actually certain that they were going to force Tannehill to beat them, which you should.
Yeah.
Right? And that O-line, and Henry was great, but I mean, he was untouched for yards.
Yeah.
Like, that O-line just dominated the D-line of New England. And it was stunning. I was just sitting watching them going, Are you kidding me? How is he getting through these holes? And of course, once he's through a hole, I mean, that guy is such
Forget
a load.
It.
Yeah. I mean, he gets 3-4 yards up full speed. I mean, there was guys making business decisions tackling that guy.
Yeah,
as most guys do, because especially in the backfield, right? So it was phenomenal, that team.
Yep.
How well the Titans did. So good on them. Good on them. Tighten up.
Tighten up.
Tighten up.
What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Forward podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward travel guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a 2-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
So speaking of another team that's got a pretty good running back.
Okay.
Let's talk Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Cook.
And our good friend, Mike Zimmer's ears.
Is he a
otherwise known as JB.
Is he a friend, though?
Oh, well, he's not a friend of yours. He's a friend of mine.
Because he's not very nice to me. I'm just saying. Like, I'm not upset about it. Maybe I'm even happy about it. But I don't think he'd consider himself a friend of mine.
No, he certainly wouldn't.
No.
But he is a good friend of the show.
He's
a huge Minnesota Vikings fan.
Yeah.
And so we're going to try to dial him in here to talk to us about his thoughts about this loss.
You hung up on me.
Are we back? Well, that's Clippy's fault. He never shows up.
Yeah. Wait, I got to put my Belichick hood on.
Well,
nice. Done. Nice.
Wow. MZE, Mike Zimmer's ears. You know him as Mike Zimmer's ears Twitter.
Yep.
Has something to say on this dark, dark day.
Dark day.
It is a dark day, guys. You know, in the past, I have needled Mr. Brady a little bit, and tonight I'm going to just be tucking away my feelings, and I hope I just don't fumble over my words here.
Good for him. Good for him.
Brave.
But
very brave.
To honor the passing of the Pats dynasty, you know, I got to put my glasses on. My eyes are all puffy. I just can't.
He's got purple glasses too.
You know,
love it.
We decided here to start a foundation in honor of Mr. Belichick and Mr. Brady, and it's to help the struggling massage parlor workers of America.
It's nice.
And what we're calling it is Tugs for Uggs. You donate a pair of Uggs to these poor struggling workers so they can look fashionable while they're doing their job.
Oh my God. doing their job.
We will give every businessman who does this a night, a free, you know, night at the massage parlors. Because, you know, guys, the mission statement here is, if you give us a hand, we're going to give you a hand.
See, now that is so special.
It just runs itself.
The feeling.
Much love to Mr. Brady. I'm feeling a little deflated tonight, I have to say. It was really hard to get through this. But, you know, please support our foundation in honor of this very difficult time in the football world. And God bless, guys.
Thank you so much.
Cheers to that. Cheers to that. Yeah, and think about it. Do you take Uggs in bulk orders?
Absolutely. Yeah. Although, you know, some of these businessmen are a little older, so they're going to have to probably space out their visits.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
maybe just have two at a time or something like that.
Clippy, can you throw the website up on screen so people can go visit it?
Oh, good.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't have it. Clippy doesn't have it.
You sent the website, right? God, Lord, Clippy.
Jesus. All right. Well, we'll get it up soon, MZ.
Damn, Clippy. Yeah.
Don't worry, people. Don't worry.
Dory, he gets called Damn Clippy so much his mom thinks that's his first name.
Nah. So please, Tugs for Uggs. We're going to honor the passing of the Pats dynasty.
God, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Heartfelt.
Mike Zimmer's ears, thank you so much
for
coming on the
bless,
show.
Guys.
Well played.
During this very difficult time.
And bless you for fighting through it, because I know it's got to be hard. Like I said, my eye all day, I've been crying, and you know.
This is the fifth time I've put on my eye black.
Oh, yeah.
It just runs. It's just been running.
All day.
So sad.
All
day. Yeah. So very sad.
Well, thank you again, MZE, and make sure to visit blitzfootball.com for his latest article on the top four NFL teams who have never won a Super Bowl. MZE, you are a gem. Thank you for coming on.
Be strong, man.
Have a good one, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers, gents.
Clippy.
He's pretty bad right now, isn't he?
Oh, he's just he's all so kind bad. Of he's broken inside right now.
And you know, on a day like this, when we're so emotional,
yes,
for him to fuck up so often is just brutal.
Wow.
God. Damn it.
I'm beginning to see why you may not be so tight with him. Clippy, we've got a record!
Yes!
Really? Really? Like, really? It's broken? It's broken. Okay, there we go. All right. Well, just put up the super then. Put up the super,
sakes. We'll do the audio.
Throw it up.
Record breaker!
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm moving over now.
Thank you. As you know, every week we talk about a record in the NFL that nobody else is really talking about. And this week we're talking about everybody's favorite player, our favorite player for the last two and a half years, I think.
This guy.
Utility man extraordinaire Taysom Hill, the one-man wrecking crew. He became the first player in NFL history with 50 passing yards, 25 yards receiving, and 25 rushing yards, and a receiving touchdown in a playoff game.
What I love most about this, and I hate to get off Taysom Hill because he's a classy dude as well, Tim Tebow was offered that role in that offense.
Exactly.
And the idiot, because that is Tim Tebow.
Totally.
He could throw the that pass wasn't a great pass, right? I mean, it was.
You just huck it.
You just huck it high enough and long enough.
That's right.
Tebow can run. He could be that guy.
Totally.
But his ego wouldn't allow it.
Oh, Timmy.
Anyways, Taysom Hill, we love you. I would love to, and I would give credit to Sean Payton as well, of course, because of him allowing and working that in as such a unique talent like that.
Oh my God, yeah.
But you got to love that guy, and you'd kind of wish that more teams would kind of go to this mold of kind of easing in these sort of future quarterbacks. I think it's great for the game and obviously great for that kid who's just doing an awesome job.
Absolutely. I love will it. Say one thing.
Yep.
In the offseason, the Saints were playing the Chargers. I think it was like a joint practice or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a contest amongst all the quarterbacks. It was an accuracy contest.
Yeah.
And so you had to hit certain targets. Yeah. You had to hit like a long fade. You hit a post, that sort of thing, but also targets, that sort of thing. The quarterback that scored the most for accuracy, Taysom Hill.
Not Breeze.
He lit it up.
Who knew?
I know.
Who
crazy.
Knew?
All right. I think we've said goodbye.
I honestly, with those incredible guests we had,
yeah,
that was a truly, truly special tribute.
I feel a certain cleansing.
I'm proud of this group and what we've done here. Mostly you.
I agree,
but,
too.
You know, whatever.
Again, nothing but respect.
Respect. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you all.
Clip, let's go to second down. Shall we? Can we go to second down?
Second down.
You never know with Clippy.
Nope.
Okay. We're here to talk about the death of coaching in the NFL. Coaching during playoff time naturally falls underneath a microscope.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the only game everyone's watching, so naturally fans are going to be a little critical of a coach's performance if it isn't perfect. Like, for example, take last year, Sean McVay choking on his play sheet in the Super Bowl merely because of the sight of Bill Belichick on the horizon.
Wow.
It's a classic example of letting the moment own you instead of you owning the moment. But I got to tell you, the Bills' play calling against the Texans was next level awful. And this is about Brian Daboll. Can you bring Brian Daboll up, Clippy? I know you're going manual, but come on.
He's got this. Look, there you go. He's got that steely-eyed in him.
I know. He's focused. No, I like this focus in Clippy.
Yeah.
He's also a little busted up because of the last segment. Here's the thing about the play calling against the Texans. You're up 16-0. The Texans are one of the worst teams against the run. You have a stud in Devin Singletary, who over the course of the season is averaging 5.1 yards per rush. And during that game, he was averaging 4.5 yards a rush against the Texans. By the way, they give up 4.8 yards a rush.
I've lost you.
I know.
Wait, you've
Wait
lost
for
me.
It. Okay. Wait for it.
Okay. Okay.
What I explained on the last show was that every time this season the Bills ran for 105 yards, they won the game. 105 yards. Not that overwhelming. Texans
not
are
crazy,
up,
not crazy.
Texans are giving up over 120 a game.
And that'd be team runs, right? So that's good.
Totally. No, that includes Allen, who's averaging like 40
Gore
yards.
And that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, the whole thing. Here's what happens. You're up 16-0, and this is the game where Daboll calls Allen to throw the ball 46 times. His highest total of the season.
Is this Drew Brees?
Yeah. And by the way, also his lowest completion percentage of the season at 50%. So, I don't know. I'm not an expert, clearly.
True.
Yeah.
True.
And I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you for your comments,
by
the way.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
If you're up two scores, and let's be honest, 16-0 is like three scores in the NFL, in a playoff game,
in the
second half, you're a coach. What would you try to do?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, you do what they didn't. and the nice thing about running is that you can wear them down, too.
Mm.
And so if it does come down to sort of a last-minute sort of play, and you want to have a bit of a beat-up defense to go against, right? And there's all kinds of advantages to running. But when you're up, God.
What are you doing?
Damn, you got to pound that ball.
What are you doing?
You know, good things can happen when you run the ball. Bad things can happen when you pass. Do you
right?
know what I mean? Like,
yes,
if you look at it from
exactly.
a sort of a negative sort of
totally.
Connotation, like
totally.
When you run the ball, maybe we'll break one.
Right.
Maybe we'll hit a guy and he'll get a little bit dinged up. Like you, when you run, you're on the attack, if you will, at the line of scrimmage, right? When
and linemen love to power block for
100%.
The rush, right?
Yeah. So you can feed off that energy. We're passing, if it works, it's explosive and it's great.
Yeah.
But when it doesn't, it's deflating. So I can't argue at all. I'd love to argue your point.
Okay.
I would love to.
I know you would.
I
okay.
can't.
So, Clip, throw up this tweet here, okay? So, this is what came up, which is Josh Allen says that Daboll is the best coach he's ever had. And he hopes to dear God the Browns don't hire him. Don't worry. They're not. Okay? That's not going to happen.
They're not that good.
Here's my question,
smart.
Though. Is it possible that some coaches are just really good teachers, but horrific play callers?
I think there's no question that there's multiple skill sets, and some guys are good at one or the other, and some guys are good at both. And we've talked about head coaches shouldn't call plays and all that kind of stuff. So, and I think that's a huge deal. So it's sort of like getting promoted beyond who you are. And I don't think it's a knock on anybody. I mean, have a QB coach that's just a freaking whisperer, unlike Adam Gase, but have him basically make him great, right? And call him the co-OC.
Whoa, Clippy, get the fucking thing off screen. What are you doing?
He's all manual right now. He's using the force to do this.
Jesus. So get off Twitter. Unreal.
Okay.
Oh, we got
five. He's giving his time. Okay.
Give me the 5 minute.
So answer yes.
Let's speed this thing along.
But it's unfortunate because if a player loves a coach, like shit, you want him to be there. And you don't want to be demoted to quarterback coach. That doesn't work for a guy's egos, right? So it sucks. But the good news is, you can improve play calling. And you can have a head coach that says, hey, man, run the ball more. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the head coach can take some heat for this because the head coach does define the tone. And all he has to do is say, hey, Dable, start running the fucking ball. Second half, we're ahead. Run the ball. So the head coach takes a little bit on him too because he sets the tone for every game. And if he sees like pass after pass, that's on him to stop that as well.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a shared blame here in my mind.
I just don't understand how you play a game against J.J. Watt, who was living in the backfield and made Allen's day awful.
Very.
Why you don't neutralize that rush by moving the pocket, running some draws, running some sweeps. I mean, at least get the ball away from J.J.
Yeah.
Or make him over-pursue and make mistakes
right
going forward.
Yep.
You know, anyway.
Yep. Sucks.
Yeah, big fail there in Buffalo.
Frustrating.
Yeah, I think that's hugely frustrating. And also, we can't ignore the fact that offense has been stagnant most of the year. You've seen the progress of Allen, which has been tremendous.
It really
I know
has.
Bills fans are super excited about what's going on.
They should be.
And they should be, because he is he's your franchise quarterback. He's your guy. And he's learning. And if you look at his stats, they're all on the rise. I mean, he had a tremendous season. He didn't have a Mahomes season, which everyone seems to think that's the standard, which is, I think, the anomaly.
It's very much the anomaly.
Okay, so he is the ultimate team guy.
Yep, you gotta
love him. The best kind of quarterback for that city.
Yep.
But don't fuck this team up with shitty play calling. I mean, if you're going to do a debrief on the rest of the season, I think you have to look at the fact that the Bills average, what, like 19, 20 points a game? And that's just not good enough.
Yeah, agreed.
Can't win. Can't win. But can't win it!
Stop lateraling. That's all I'm going to say about Josh.
Are we going to do third down? What time is it? Yeah, fuck it. Let's
fuck
go.
Em.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Third down.
Sorry. Shit.
How much time do we have?
Are we on?
Oh.
Are we live?
2.5 minutes.
Oh, 2.5.
Let's go.
Now. Well, in that case.
Let's go. Just going to mix in some beer here, actually.
Okay.
Fourth down.
Yeah, let's go to fourth down. Let's just, yeah, come on.
Refereeing is dead.
No time.
Fourth down.
Oh, sorry. Oh, shit.
Jesus,
oh, shit.
Sorry.
Fuck.
God, I thought that was a better intro.
That was awkward.
Okay.
Next slide.
Let's talk quickly. Well, pull up some comments. Let's Clippy, you hide them like they're...
He's jealously guarding them.
What do we have here? Just read a few out here, Clip. What do we got?
What the hell is that?
Well, Raiders Nation, welcome. Sorry about our producer.
Compliments on being the best show.
Well,
the heat is from the booze.
It can happen.
Nice.
What else you got?
Flowers are great. Did we talk about that yet?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Clippy, no one gives a shit about your flowers.
They're kind of a big deal.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, just like you're a big deal. what do we have? A minute and a half? I'm going to talk about the death of reason in the NFL, and that reason falls into the front offices of NFL executives.
That's where it starts.
It really does. you may have heard that Mike McCarthy, former Packers head coach, was hired to become the new Cowboys head coach. Mm-hmm. It turns out all you have to do is sleep over at Jerry's house and the gig is yours. Note to self, Jerry, Jason Garrett. So just one problem with that, though. Oh, thanks for finally bringing him up on screen. So just one problem with that, though. No Super Bowl winning head coach has ever gone on to win a Super Bowl with a second team.
That's
just
amazing.
A fact. That's just a fact.
That's amazing.
Well, here's why it's not that amazing.
Oh,
it's because
I apologize then.
We don't have much time. Shut up.
Fuck off.
Okay. This is why it's not that amazing. It's because if you win a Super Bowl with a franchise, they tend to keep you around for a while.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or they give you a statue when you retire. Yeah.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But here we go. There are 6 head coaches that have taken multiple teams to the Super Bowl, but they've only won the Super Bowl with one team.
Don Shula
brought the Colts to the Super Bowl, lost to...
with the Dolphins.
Diamond Joe Quimby. And then...
What's that music?
Oh, wait. He won a Super Bowl with the Colts.
He won and then
lost. And then he lost with the Dolphins.
Isn't that how you have it?
Yeah, I got it.
Parcell won.
Then Parcell won with the Giants, and then he lost with
you
the Patriots.
You did the fucking slides.
I know. I get it. Shut up. We don't have much
Why
time.
Why do I know this shit?
I know. We're over. What? Clippy, stop interrupting
stop
me.
Stop it.
Nobody cares about your flowers. Dan Reeves with the Broncos went to multiple Super Bowls, got blown out big time. Everybody remembers 55-10, including myself. Fuck off. Okay, and then lost with the Falcons as well. Congratulations. Dick Vermeil. Lost with the Eagles, but won with the Rams.
Maybe the other way. Okay. Okay
Mike
okay.
Holmgren won with the Packers and lost with the Seahawks.
No forgiveness.
No forgiveness. And, of course, John Fox found a way to lose multiple Super Bowls with
found
the Panthers and lost 43-8, head coach of the Broncos. Fuck you, John Fox. So, why hire Mike McCarthy?
Because... you want to beat the trend. Right? That's the logic right there.
That is so ironic considering Mike McCarthy has rebuilt his whole persona on being a data and analytics guy.
I know. He reinvented himself.
He should have gone to every head coaching interview and said to them, I wouldn't hire me. The data's against it.
That'd be awesome. Here's actually my sheet. And you know what? Yeah. My DVA or whatever the fuck that thing is. Yeah. No, I actually don't help the team win. I hurt them.
Clearly.
They win despite of me. Yeah.
All right. That's all the time we have this week.
Fuck. We had so much other good content.
We sure did. We're going to save it.
All right.
We're going to do a double funeral episode.
You know,
week.
these new shows are doing double premieres.
Right?
We should do some of those.
I think so. Or a crossover.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
God, yeah. Let's do
that as well.
All right.
Thanks for tuning
Stay
in.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Exactly. Don't forget to follow us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Thanks again to the Blitz Barkeep for joining us. Aldo from the Bears Bar Room. Of course, Sean from the Irish Titans.
Gosh.
Tighten up. And our good friend Mike Zimmer's ears. Skull, who had... solemn words, respectful words.
It's just, again, it's
for
just
this
the,
loss that
just
we're all
the emotion,
feeling.
The heartfelt emotion for that franchise. It was moving. It was very moving.
Congratulations on your bravery, guests.
They really were brave tonight.
Anything for Brady?
Anything for Brady?
What do we got?
Go fuck yourself.
That fits perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enjoy San Diego, you little prig.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.